Welcome to How My Drink Extra Juice. Before we get started, a big thank you to Penny's for sponsoring this episode.
As the temperature rises, it's time to refresh your wardrobe, and Penny says everything you need to do it in style.
I was in there yesterday.
Ooh, did you go in?
Oh my God, so much.
Did you find the croissant PJs?
I didn't find the croissant PJs. I'm really sad about it. But I got that viral jumper in like a royal blue colour.
Oh, stunning.
Not even royal blue. It's kind of like a bit brighter than a royal blue, but it's really nice.
I feel like that'd be gorgeous on you with your tan, your blonde hair.
Blonde, yeah. I think it'd be nice. So
very
I got that.
Nice.
And then they hadn't got the pink one again as well now.
I saw they have it in yellow as well. A butter yellow. I saw someone do a haul of it on TikTok. And
butter yellow
need.
All winter.
Yes.
Oh, so nice.
Need.
From chic and comfortable swim sets, breezy linen cohorts, your autumn bits, your cross-on pyjamas, you'll find literally everything you need for every occasion.
Also, with stylish travel accessories and cozy airport looks that make travelling a breeze.
Whether jetting off somewhere or getting cozy for the autumn winter time, mm-hmm. or you want your pyjamas for your pyjama parties, then Penny's have your style sorted.
We may not be able to predict the Irish weather as we know, but no matter what the skies are up to, you'll be stealing the spotlight, rain or shine.
Peak or bleak of the week?
Peak or bleak of the week? Sometimes I wish we had a jingle for things.
Same. Peak you could just insert it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we make them up and then they just...
We forget about them a week later.
My peak, it's not happened yet, but it's hair day tomorrow.
Oh, great
Thank
day.
God.
Great day.
I haven't had a full colour done in ages. Last time I got full colour and then I got a T-bar.
T-bars are handy. When I was blonde, handy, so Shan. Do you know, T-bars remind me of like a little hack you do with your makeup to make something look different. Do you know what I mean? Like one small thing you do, like a T-bar obviously is just, you're only bleaching obviously what people can see. You're not bleaching the underneath.
It's a little hack.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when you put makeup on your neck instead of tan and you have no tan on.
Yeah.
You match up with your foundation, but then the rest of your body is literally pale.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. No one sees it. So hair day, fresh extensions, mine are literally hanging out my head.
How long did you leave yours in for?
So this time, basically none of my appointments matched up. So I got the T-bar. I got the extensions pushed up before the T-bar.
Okay.
Then I got the T-bar. Then I went in and got a few more extensions pushed up, just the top ones because I only had time for that.
Oh.
And then none of the bottom ones.
So now you're getting them all out in a hole for a
head. Oh, yeah. Because one of them is literally down to my ear. So long.
Oh no.
But hair day. I just can't wait to feel fresh.
That's a good piece.
Not me when I'm not blonde.
I love that.
I am blonde, but
you should get that on a t-shirt.
Honestly.
I'm not me when I'm not blonde.
It's like the Snickers ads. I'm not me when I'm hungry.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Me, yeah.
Do you know what I saw the other day, actually? A Yorkie bar. I haven't seen them in years.
Oh my God.
And I was telling my dad, do you remember when
not
they used
girls.
To say, yeah.
They still say that?
No. I showed my dad and he's like, I don't remember them saying that. And I was like, I vividly remember getting them out of vending machines in my local GA club.
Same.
And it'd be like, the boys would be like, you're not allowed to eat them.
And there'd be a picture of a girl, stick man, and it'd be crossed out.
Not for girls. Do you remember that?
Oh my God.
But they don't have it anymore.
They obviously had to do something with that one.
Oh God.
Yeah.
See?
That's not right.
No.
Do you know what? Also, sorry. I have a
qualm.
Yeah. Why are men allowed to pee up against walls? I've seen too many men willies at an electric picnic. Why the fuck? But how come it's so socially acceptable for them to do that? Fair enough, it's easier for them. But if I'm squat, I wouldn't do it. But why can't a woman squat at a wall? If she's covering, as long as you're covering herself, no one can see anything going on like a man try to do. Why can't women do that? Why is that socially acceptable?
Is it because we pee pee and poo poo the same way?
No.
Like we do the same
action.
Position, obviously. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And men don't. So it's more, it's like you'd clock quicker. He's having a wee. Not that that makes it better, but I don't know. I'm just trying
it's
to think.
Sexism.
It's so sexism, isn't
so
it?
So sexism. What if I need to pee? What if I got a she wee?
Have you not seen those urinals at other festivals?
Yeah.
Imagine being in with all the birds and you're all just standing there talking to each other, having a
wee. Yeah, there's like four at once and you can all sit there.
You can all just stand there and talk to each other.
No, you don't stand. I think you're sitting.
No, you stand. Is
no,
it
not? No.
But how do you sit in it if you can see their
it's
heads?
It's a little toilet. It's just a short cubicle.
But are they not all facing each other?
Yeah.
So where's your bum go?
They're just all like opposite ways.
Oh, sorry.
Ways.
I thought they were all standing.
No,
I was like,
no,
how
no.
is all doing that?
No. That would recipe for disaster.
Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, completely agree with you.
Peak hair, bleak. Didn't need to have to, but that we can't wee against walls. Like
yeah. Oh, that's a good bleak this week. I like that. My peak is my brother came home early, guys.
I knew.
You knew.
I know.
You the shit.
I know.
He told me. He was like, I text Charlene.
Yeah. He was like, I might come down. TV. I was like, could you come for, at the show and pop out? And he was out the night before.
Yeah, he was dying.
So I wouldn't have, yeah, that would.
I would have thought he was an apparition if he ended up at Electric Picnic. I actually would have been like, have I been spiked? What's going on?
Am I seeing
him? Yeah, what is he doing here? That's my, I can't,
or someone like storm of the stage.
Like, yeah, I feel like, what the, like, yeah. It took me fully like, well, it felt like in my head, it took me 30 seconds to actually realise who he was.
Yeah, I know.
Because I just saw like something from the corner of my eye.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that?
I know. It's, you can't register the face because you don't they shouldn't be in that place at that time.
But it was like as if for like a millisecond, my brain was like, oh yeah, it's just Jack in my home because that's naturally where I'd see
where
him.
Where he'd be, yeah.
But then that quickly switched off and then it went to, no, why the fuck is he here? He's yeah. not meant to be
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's all over the place.
Probably the hangover too.
Oh yeah, that is what I was shaking for about 20 minutes afterwards. Aww. I didn't, it was nearly like as if it was awkward. I didn't know what to say to him. I was like, so, I haven't seen you in a while.
Where are you?
Yeah, I was like, hi. But big fat pizza video of my mom.
Oh my God, I need to see it.
I actually thought she nearly was going to fall off the chair. She goes, Jack! Jack!
Oh my God.
My dad is crying.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, you need to show me after.
Yeah, he sent me, of course, he fucking did, sent me 25 videos that I have to edit all together.
Oh, yeah, I had to represent
him. I'm coming home.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
that's the best one.
Yeah.
Or what other songs will do? I love when it's like the Cranberries or something.
Yeah,
that one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Or ending from the Cranberries.
But so everyone knew since Saturday that Jack was just chilling
at
home.
Yeah, yeah. The whole time.
So the next question that I asked was, so where do I sleep? Thanks.
Are you back in your...
No, I went into Quava's room.
Oh, grand.
Yeah, it was actually not too bad.
Yeah, yeah. So you still have your room for makeup and all that.
But Graham was like, please take a video of you getting into a single bed. I need to see it. I was like, thanks so much.
Are you still from Electric Picnic now as well?
Oh, yeah. Pro, like,
got to use.
It'd be grand. But you'd know he's home straight away. House is like bleeding Fort Knox. I was locked outside the house for 50 minutes at 7 a.m. the other morning.
Why?
I had no key.
Does he lock everything?
Oh.
Yeah.
So if anyone tries to come near my gaff, not happening.
Yeah.
No way.
Don't, yeah.
Place is locked down. But yeah, locked me out for 50 minutes.
Oh my God.
I had to get back into the car. It was so embarrassing.
Outside your own house. Yeah. You feel like a robber at your own
gas. Yeah, and sit in the passenger seat on TikTok for an hour. I was God. Okay.
And he's so happy to be home.
Yeah. I think he's still like jet lagged and stuff. But
oh yeah. We fucked up for a while.
A month of him home now, so.
A month? Is he extended? It was always going
to
be a month.
It was always a month. Oh, we thought it was shorter because he wasn't meant to be home till next week.
Oh.
So it's a month, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You said it was 3 weeks.
So,
yeah.
Very exciting in the Kelly household.
It's so nice everyone will be back together.
I know. We were all standing there tonight and I was like, the clan is back. Oh. Wow. Real cute. Oh. So we're peaking this week.
Yeah, that's
I'm not bleaking anything.
No, not bleaking.
Peaking.
We have a dilemma. It's very juicy today.
Mm.
Right. Let's go. Hey birds, I just want to start this off and say I've been listening to the pod since day dot and I love it so much.
Thank you.
I'm in a situation I never thought I'd be in, but here I am. I already know it's so bad. So basically me and my boyfriend have been together for 7 years. I'm 24 and he's 26. We've had our problems when we started out. He cheated on me and we broke up for a while, but all is good now. We've been talking houses, moving in together and all that exciting stuff. My boyfriend has a younger sister and she's been going out with her boyfriend of 3 years and they're both 23. I've always gotten on so well with them. We're all very close and go on double dates, etc. A couple of months ago, I was out with my friends and the sister's boyfriend was there. My boyfriend and his sister weren't. I don't know why, but on this particular night, something clicked between me and the sister's boyfriend. Nothing happened. But we were definitely flirty with each other and kind of brushing off each other, hand on thigh and so on.
Oh, crikey.
Now, a few months on, it's still kind of happening. He told me his feelings for me and cannot stop thinking of me. To be honest, I think I'm getting feelings for him too. I know this is so messed up and I never intended this to happen. I do still love my boyfriend and his sister. We're all in the same friend groups. This would literally ruin every aspect of my life. I don't even really know what I'm asking for advice on. I know I probably should run a million miles from this, but sometimes you can't just help how you feel. What do you think?
Wow. What in the helly? Oh no.
Oh, God, I don't know what to say.
She's been with her fella 7 years. She's 24, he's 26, and the younger sister is 23. Okay.
So it's her boyfriend's sister's
fella. This is a weird one.
This is a weird one.
Do you think like
I don't know what to give advice on?
Do you think she thinks that she's getting feelings, but she isn't that like she isn't actually. Do you think it's like I don't know.
maybe it's like a sign that you're not happy in your relationship.
But it doesn't necessarily mean you need to get him. With him. Yeah. Because I can't imagine how that would work out.
I know. And I just feel like you could imagine you end up trying, like, breaking up with him. He broke up with his girlfriend. You get together, it doesn't even work out.
Yeah, then what?
Then what?
You lose everyone.
So you have to kind of think of that as well before you do anything that you're doing. I think your feelings for someone else are a clear sign that you don't have the feelings you had for your boyfriend anymore.
Yeah, what do they say about if you love the second person, you never loved the first or something kind of thing?
If you love two people, choose the second.
Because you never loved the first.
You never would love the first if you had. Yeah. Yeah.
I think this might be just a little bit in our head, to be honest.
Or in both of their heads.
Maybe it's like a kink that the two of them have or something. I don't know. You never know what people are into these days, guys.
To get with your friends.
Yeah, maybe it's like it's so forbidden that they're like, they want the forbidden fruit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that it's so wrong that they think it's right.
Yeah. I think they're so wrong that they need to both end things with their significant other.
They need to be single, but not necessarily with each like, and then get with each other.
Yeah. Might necessarily work.
How do you tell your boyfriend of 7 years, I'm sorry, I'm leaving you. I love your sister's fella. Eh? Do you know what I mean?
I think...
this is wild.
Give it some time. See how you feel about your relationship. I think you need to actually evaluate what you're happy in and what you're doing.
Because
what the fuck?
Because what the fuck? Literally. But maybe, yeah, I think you are right. Maybe it's just maybe it's just the closest sign to you to tell you that you're not in the right relationship. It just so happens like that it's your fella's sister's fella.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just a really close sign. It doesn't mean it's the right one.
It doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
No.
Just because you have feelings.
No.
Sometimes when you have feelings for someone, you can leave it at that.
Yeah.
And say,
sometimes your feelings aren't always right. Like, it's like when you have a bad belly, you don't know if you're going to shit yourself or get sick.
Yeah.
Sometimes your belly just does weird things and you're thinking, these are feelings.
Yeah.
You might get sick.
I think it's a sign you're probably in the wrong relationship at the minute, which is fine. You're at that age, you're 24, you've been together 7 years. Like, a lot changes from the ages of
16,
17 to 24. Like, that's fine. But I think you can't. Like, you've already basically micro-cheating. Do we have to have micro-cheating? You've already, by like
talking
having
that,
someone touching your thigh, and like, if you heard a girl was touching your boyfriend's thigh, like, you would call
it.
You'd lose it, and you call that cheating.
Yeah.
It is, in a sense. So, I think your mind's made up with about the relationship you're allowing that behaviour.
Yeah.
And you think you need to be honest with yourself.
If you're thinking about like exploring that, I think you're like you said, your mind is made up.
Especially if you're talking houses moving in together, like, it's much harder to end some when all that is done.
Of course.
Buy a house together, you're much more tied in, tied down.
Mm-hmm.
We're at an age now where you need to actually reevaluate and be like, right, do I want to be with him?
Mm.
Yes or no?
Mm.
And then the sister's boyfriend can come later. But I think you, by doing that and by being with him, you don't have to be with him. I think you'd be hurting a lot of people in the process. Because imagine them getting together, right? What if it's true love, whatever else. But like, the sister and then the boyfriend will always be thinking, oh my God, did they like each other all the time? Like,
yeah.
We were on double dates, were they looking at each other?
It
like,
puts a weird dynamic into everyone's lives.
Yeah, that's what your mind would think.
Yeah, it would.
I would be like, oh, the last 7 years a lie or 3 years for the girl, the sister. Like, I think you shouldn't be in your relationship, but there's also plenty more fish in the sea than the man that you're currently
with.
Having the crush on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't like that man that much.
No, it's literally
he's
just.
Maybe just, like I said, the closest thing to you.
It's just, some sort of a block in the road to tell you, hold on, you need to think about your fella.
Yeah.
But I really don't think it's him.
Yeah. Sometimes you just.
That'd be a bit weird.
Sometimes things like that happen before you know that, like, how she feels. I feel like she's not even thinking about how she feels about him. She's just like, why do I like this other guy? But you need to think, okay, why do I like him? Or why do I fancy him? Like, there must be something wrong back there.
Mm.
Like, that is a thing. So.
Wow. Please keep us updated on this one. I need to know.
Yes, yeah, same.
Definitely. This is giving triple or quadruple or
and
something. They're all going to start getting with each other.
You said I should probably run a million miles. You probably should.
Probably.
Probably should. And sometimes we don't do things that are best for us in situations. But I think being with that other man is not what's best for
us.
I think it's a phase. I think it's just a block in the road where you're like, right, this is a turning point in my relationship. That needs to end and then we'll go from there. Thanks so much to Pennies for sponsoring the episode.
Thank you, Pennies. I love you.
Can't wait to get get all more knitwear.
Oh, I'm buzzing.
I know.
Absolutely buzzing.
I've seen Nightmare Before Christmas pajamas as well.
Aww.
Loved them, but I was like, no, at Christmas.
Oh my God, no, September. Stop. Stop.
But I suppose they're Halloween vibe because it's a skeleton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
they're Halloween-y. We'll let that away.
Yeah. Home and Drink Extra Juice comes out for you every Monday. Mm-hmm. Our dilemmas all come into our email address. It's homeanddrink@goloudnow.com. Our main episodes are every Wednesday and a full video on Thursdays.
Yes.
So we'll see you on Wednesday for our full.
See you on Wednesday for the full, guys.
We also have live shows. Yay! Currently that are coming very, very soon.
Yes. They're going to fly in, actually. Yeah. What the hell?
So September 26th, 27th, October 1st and 2nd. We're so excited. We have Galway, Limerick, Cork and Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you are, we'll see you come very soon. And we love you so.
Love you loads, guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.